Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your Patreon-exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gav Murphy, and today I'm joined by Daniel Krupa.
Hi.
Demon Souls are coming in June.
Demon's Souls.
It's coming, mate. It's coming. We've announced it last week, so we're going to dedicate this entire Shield Up, really, to answering some of your questions, reading out some of your nice posts. I mean, we can't read out everything, so if you haven't read it, I would definitely suggest, before you listen to this, go read a post that Daniel and I put together on Patreon, which basically outlines everything that we've been doing for the last 2 years.
Yeah, and then more to the thrust, the last 7-8 months. Mm. I was thinking about this last night. I was going to text you, but I knew you were busy. I was going to say, I've never worked on something for so long.
I know.
Before it came out.
So I thought this the other day. I never have, and I don't know if you remember. Yeah, you definitely have, because in conversations that we've had talking about other things, I said to you, maybe we're in a pub together, the two of us, like, a year ago or something like that, I was like, or maybe this might be longer than that, mate. And I was like, I'd love to work on something that takes ages and then comes out. And this is the closest that I've ever got to
that.
Yeah,
this is like
6 months.
Yeah, by the time it goes out, and then maybe seventh with filming, and then probably can span it to like, the planning's obviously spring up, but I would say almost eight, because there was testing and setup beforehand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
So I'd say probably 8 months all in.
Yeah.
And a little exciting fact that I can just tell you.
Yeah.
I was going to wait until we start recording.
Yeah.
I just checked before we start recording. The first episode has now been uploaded to YouTube.
Amazing.
So there you go.
Don't they hack us now?
Sat in the back end.
What if it gets leaked?
Oh, fuck no.
This is like...
We were just talking about leaking stuff.
We were just talking about leaking stuff. Yeah.
Imagine if I... Well, I mean, it's literally just me and you.
Well, we were talking about the mentality of people who leak things.
Yeah,
and we were like, imagine if you leak it. I'll come in and be like, who put this live? I know it wasn't me.
It's probably you then, isn't it?
It's either you or the dogs.
Say what though, Gav? It's gone down a treat.
Yeah. Well, that would be the scary thing, isn't it? When you see like the views on that now.
And now I want to go check that it's not live.
We keep seeing the views on that. We come in tomorrow, 20 views. What? Who's done that?
It's like when our friend Chris talked. Remember we were talking about a film that was leaked before it was theatrically released?
No.
On Shield Up the other week. We were saying, has that ever happened where a film
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of what the film was.
Yeah.
Chris messaged me and said X-Men Wolverine Origins was leaked without special effects.
Oh,
and that's the only version of the film he's ever seen.
That's funny. I mean, gutting though. Well, yeah, I don't think that can get leaked. Do you think that someone who's listening to us, who likes us, who works at YouTube, can go watch in the back end?
Probably.
Yeah, you probably could. Can you? I don't know. I don't know what their back end looks like. I'd love to see it.
Actually, to be fair, one other person has access to that. I think Rich.
Yeah,
Burnham
they
Park.
Do. Yeah, he does.
Rich
yeah,
Burnham
yeah.
Park has a admin account on. I don't know if people know this, but if you, on YouTube,
yeah.
You can give someone privileges where they can just upload videos, so they can't change anything.
Yeah,
you can't play
yeah.
it live, but he can when he edits stuff, he can upload it for us.
And so, yeah, so he must be able to go in and have a look.
He better not fucking leak it.
It'd be
the
so
power
funny.
Is he's downloaded it. Because also, if that got leaked, that's okay. If that one got leaked, at least that one's got all the special effects in.
Yeah,
the ILM shit that we paid for.
I don't know. I'm not sure if we. On this podcast, I talked about the actual leaks that we've been suffered. Because we have suffered leaks.
Yeah, none that are our fault.
To do with us, no.
That's the
one of them, Publis Dale.
Yeah.
That was his fault.
And one of them, Alana Pierce.
And Alana Pierce is the other one, yeah.
And now she's got a job at a games company. Well,
yeah.
If there's any more leaks, that's Alana.
Alana, like, bless her. Like, that was so...
It's probably not her fault. It's probably the person who wrote the script for the Daily Fix.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, yeah. But like Alana's always been really positive about everything that we've done, to be fair. So could have been her as well. But it was like right at the end of the Daily Fix, on the Friday, and we were launching
the
Pay to Try YouTube channel the next day. I got a photo. I had a photo of it the other day because we went and got trade sandwiches and we were sitting around in the morning. But yeah, she said at the Daily Fix, if you like this, you should be following youtube.com/prepare to try.
And we're like, I haven't announced that until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Publis Dale said it in the podcast. Didn't he? No. Not a UK podcast.
He accidentally put our final podcast live.
Oh, a day early?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were announcing that we were leaving IGN.
That's right.
And he put it live, yeah. And then he took it down. But obviously, there's a Facebook group for the IGN UK podcast, so they'd heard it.
So, well, the podcast was called Farewell to the Boys.
Yeah.
Which was... I don't even know what's in that podcast now. And I can't remember
Wouldn't be anything mentioned of Patreon, because we didn't do that until later.
But did the podcast launch the same day as... our final ever episode?
I think it would have...
I can't remember.
No, I feel like... I'm not sure now.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I feel like that episode still went on a weekend, so maybe...
Yeah, a podcast you've got...
No, because it would have been after, because we would have done the final episode of Prepare Try. It doesn't mean we're leaving IGN.
Yeah, that's
true. And then the week after, it was like...
Yeah.
We're leaving IGN. Yeah,
I can't remember what the timeline is now, weirdly.
Because I think we just did it as like an abrupt, like, the final episode of Prepare Try, and then people were like wondering for 5 days.
Yeah,
and then
we
were like, we're leaving IGN.
Well, yeah, we did a premiere of that, because like Clara's got photos of me that, and I'm crying my eyes out. Like, properly crying. I've got like Coco, and we're watching it, and watching the, because we watched it live with people, I'm crying my eyes out in it. It's wild. And then Clara's like, oh, this is a bit awkward, actually. Stop filming. What a fucking dweeb. No. Yeah.
We live together.
But that's the leaks we've been subjected to.
Yeah, well, so far.
Come at us, Anonymous, if you want.
Don't
say that.
Because Anonymous listens to this podcast. They listen to everything.
Yeah, they do, yeah. That's a good point. Oh, God, they're great as well. I love them. I love everything.
Lovely
they
little
do.
Masks.
Lovely little mask. But we put out a thing, and it was basically like conversations that we've been having, and we thought it was quite an important thing to put out, because it was like, you know, the crux of everything that we've tried to do is, yeah, we could do this a lot quicker and not as well.
We've used this podcast as almost a forum to say some of those things in recent weeks.
Yeah, the forum is, leave us alone. Come on. We're really working hard.
I saw an amazing message after we posted that. Someone brought on Twitter, on Reddit. So he's always like, I wish they would be more communicative. It's like, that's what that post is about.
Come on, mate. Give us a kick. But then I did, to be fair, because I don't go on that Reddit. I've had to ban myself from it. But they go on it before putting together this podcast, because I thought maybe there was some good questions and stuff like that on there. One person goes, they need to pull their finger out. And I was like, he was joking, but I was like, that's really funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Lazy. That's true though. We've been slagging someone off for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I think it is that, because what we say in the post, and people have read it and we've said it on this podcast, is we make things about video games on YouTube. And in that space, the more often than not, the default is lots of videos quickly.
Yeah.
Which is just a different approach to that thing. And people with different sites might favor timeliness and completeness of coverage.
Yeah.
And they love playing new games. They love streaming. These are all disciplines. And it's unfair to get like held to another standard that isn't one we're seeking.
Yeah.
You know, just as like if you make anything.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're an artist, like you might want to put out songs constantly, or you might want to go away and craft an EP.
Yeah.
These are different things.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they scratch different urges. And I think the only thing about YouTube, I think a lot of creators feel the pressure to upload constantly, which is very detrimental to people's mental health.
Yeah.
And it's also very deleterious to the quality of their content.
It really is, yeah. And I think what's even scarier than that as well is the people who are not quite as lucky as us as well, who are trying to do something very different. It takes them ages to do a video. They don't have the support. And they're like, they're trying to do something really, really specific. And I know, like, we're very lucky that we have the support of a big community and, well, a biggish community that lets us do that. But there's so many creators out there that are going, like, second guessing themselves constantly, because they're like, oh God, well, the thing I'm making is worthless, but I don't want to make the other thing, you know, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, unless you have independent support or in the door or a privilege like us, you can't make certain types of things. It's like you could be the best filmmaker in the world, but if you're not in a position to make that film, you can't.
Well, I think that's a thing as well, isn't it? It's like we've talked about it loads. It was like, yeah, we've got a video on the channel that did a million views. And I think it probably made us about 900 quid. Mm. Which is like, we got to make, how many of those would have to make a week? Mm. Like, how long did it take us to do that video? And I'm so proud of that video, but that took us ages to do. Like, we can't.
You're doing a thumbnail style, YouTube thumbnail style pose right now, shocked.
Like, and I loved working on that, and that's the kind of stuff that we love making, but it's like, how many of those would we have to make?
Yeah. I think it also changes your relationship to the things you make. Absolutely. If you have that kind of dynamic with the things you make, that, you know, I have to make these constantly to pay the bills. Oh, and again, that is privilege. That is the privileged position that we are in.
Yeah.
That we don't have to play that game.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Also, as you said, like, there's so much stuff out there. I always feel like we're curating that for you by going, watch what we do and it will be really, really good, hopefully. But
also, it's like, ours is one type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's the thing. This is what, I guess, what we got across.
And I don't want it to come across as arrogance.
No, it's absolutely not.
Like, there are lots of different type of things. That's the thing.
Amazing stuff.
I only ever got frustrated reading online is when people insinuated that we were being lazy. I was like, oh, fucking, do you know? Like, this is more work, because it's really not laziness, I'll tell you that. And also, just, I don't like getting judged by a standard that isn't what we're going for.
Yeah.
Because that's the most frustrating thing when somebody has a go at you or something. You go, that's not what...
No.
I don't want to be held to another standard.
I've definitely said it to you as well, when and it doesn't happen a lot, to be fair. But obviously, when it does happen, it hurts more. But when we've had people going, oh, so-and-so does this, and I've sent you them and going, we're not like that channel, are we? Like, why is that person... Like, other than the fact that we both those channels play video games, nothing else that we do is like that channel. Mm. So I just want to check that that's the case. Please.
I think it's just a lot of, like, game content creation online, or content creation around games, has just consolidated into very similar types of stuff.
Yeah.
And very similar formats. A very similar rhythm. A person will also do reviews.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, there's a lot of that type of stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. But you're right.
And we never said we wanted to do reviews or anything like that.
No.
Like when we started.
No. I mean, I didn't review a game my entire time at IGN, I don't think.
Fireplace Simulator,
yeah. That's it. And it's a banger as well. So I was like, might as well go out. One and done. Yeah, one and done.
Give it a 10.
But it's like, that's not the thing that I like doing film reviews, because it's a bit, it's obviously a bit less involved. And I thought you'd maybe be a little bit less under the spotlight as well.
But that's the thing. In a world.
Yeah.
But like, if we wanted to, we could absolutely do film reviews on this channel. We could put a camera on, put on the mics.
Yeah.
It would be pretty light lifting thing to do. And we'd have a second video every week.
Yeah.
Sometimes creatively, I think some of the creative process is also deciding what not to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
What to edit out, what to leave on the table, invest the time elsewhere. Like, we could easily do those things.
Yeah.
But we choose not to.
Yeah.
And choosing not to is a creative decision rather than laziness.
Well, I think it's the thing is that one of the awesome lines I thought was in our post, which is like, we might not be uploading every day, but we're working on this channel every single day. Like, and that is true. But yeah, we had some like really, really nice messages. Like, there's no way I could go through every single lovely comment on that Patreon post, but I will be going through it for some time, and I'm sure years to come when I'm hungover, because it's overwhelmingly positive. But we had some nice messages that I just wanted to highlight as well. Came into Shield Up, said, on taking the time to do things right, a response to your recent Demon Souls update. Hi guys. Primordial Slug here. Firstly, I just want to say thanks for the Demon Souls update and the breakdown of what you've been doing and working on all this time. I'm sure to speak for everyone when I say that I'm incredibly excited to finally get to watch the new series in June. I have to admit, the part of my brain that likes cheeseburgers and oven pizzas and picking up my phone to stare blankly at TikTok is sometimes like, I want more RKG now. This is taking ages. But the other part of my brain that likes art and good films and quality content understands that this is much better to wait for something to be ready rather than indulge every whim that our now minds desire. Quality takes time, and I think most of us know this deep down, even though we've been conditioned to want a little bit of everything all of the time. Let's be honest, if there was a new Nolan film every month or a new Miyazaki game every week, the initial excitement would be high, but soon the quality would diminish, and so too would that childlike sense of anticipation for a new release. So many creators bow to the pressure of the algorithm at the cost of the integrity and soul of what they're making. And I just want to thank you guys for resisting this temptation, taking the time to do things right. Can't wait to watch Demon Souls and whatever else you got cooking up. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty good. When you were reading that, I just thought of something that we didn't put in that post that is like covered by this approach as well, that we've talked about offhandedly, but not in that post, is another reason why we don't want to put out loads of stuff constantly is genuinely, if we had to film that much, the quality of the jokes and our interactions would suffer. Like if we were filming every day for 5 hours, like we love each other's company. We go hang out when we're not working. But suddenly, if we were filming relentlessly every day, I tell you what, there would be a bit of stagnation creeping in at some point, I think. If we go, oh, we're filming, we're not filmed for a while. Like filming Three Ways, Hitman. That was exciting. It's not filmed for a bit and on. Whereas if we were just relentlessly filming 5-6 hours every single day, I'll tell you what, I don't know. I feel personally, I would just like...
I just think there would still be
funny bits, but I think there's just a bit of like...
I don't feel special.
Yeah.
Like when we're watching Demon Souls, when we've been watching that back, there's so many funny bits in there. And we filmed that in a really awesome way. We filmed it very close together. And I just think if we were then going, right, or we film the next, straight away.
You wouldn't want to create a situation where it could just be by the numbers.
I feel like...
And you're just going, oh, what are we playing today?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, sit down. All right.
That's the thing. I'm glad that some people still watch this stuff and they enjoy it. But there are some streams that we've done, particularly where, I sit down and chat to you forever. But there were some streams where we finished them and we're pretty honest with each other. We'd be like, did you have a good time, man? Because I was treading water a bit. And I was just
that's the thing, whereas I never feel like that with a film retry.
Fucking hell no.
But that's the thing. If we ever thought like that, that's a little red flag for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't let this feeling
What are we doing?
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why we did stop doing the streaming, because we were scrambling every week going, what are we playing?
Yeah,
what's that? What are we doing playing it? And I'm bouncing off this.
Yeah, doesn't feel sumptuous enough. We've been texting each other a lot this week, and you sent me a text this morning. It was like, I cannot wait for this to be out. I'm really excited for this to be out, because we're working on it, which it feels like we're talking about it a lot, because we are. But
let's talk about what we're actually doing at this minute.
Right at this minute.
So we're finalizing the episodes. The episodes are all edited.
Yeah.
And we've got a conveyor belt production going on. So Gav gets an episode on a drive that is put on there. It has to be on this very special drive because it's got a fast connection allowing you to watch the 4K edit quickly. You're going through and then once you've done with all your tracks, it comes to me. So we're both checking the same thing. You're going through, we're checking that the edit is what we want it to be. So technically it's all there. And then we're checking all things like audio, graphics, any extra bits we've put in, the picture in picture.
We did a pass that was funny ideas that we had while we were editing that we thought this would be really funny to do this if we had a little bit of time. Were you making those? That's been really good.
Additional bits, not picture in picture.
Yeah.
Death counter, done counter, making sure they're all correct. That the numbers are correct, they appear correctly. So all these little things. So we're kind of roughly, hopefully on a schedule of doing one a day.
Yeah.
With obviously with weekends off. And once they're done, export them and then upload them because they're quite a big file. So it's like a big process. And then that drive gets wiped in another episode and we've got several of these drives going at once.
Yeah.
So at any given time, we've got about 4 episodes in circulation.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing over the next 2-3 weeks. And we've got a bit of buffer time at the end for if we notice a mistake, we can redo a couple of episodes if we need to and if anything goes wrong.
Yeah. And also just in case something wild happens with these mad big files and stuff like that. So it's good. And even doing the first 4 episodes, we've learned lots of stuff that was fuck. Well, you text yesterday going, I'm glad we found this out now. But it's good.
This is why.
Yeah.
This is why. You know when Crossrail's opening and they go, oh, it's 3 years over budget. It's because human beings are pretty terrible at estimating everything.
Yeah.
And you've got to think worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But then also add times it by two. Because also people do this thing where you go, oh, if this goes really well, I can do it in this amount of time. It's like,
yeah.
When's that ever going to happen?
But also, even
what if you get sick? What if I get sick? What if, like, you've got to build all this stuff into it? It's coming out in August.
It's coming out in June 30th.
Yeah.
But people have already been talking about binging the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because we said it's 17 episodes.
I mean, it's going to be, they're all at least an hour.
Yeah, which means
a lot of,
say they're all bang on an hour. That means there's still 17 hours you've got to sit there to do it.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be more, be closer to a day.
Yeah.
Way easily.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's like,
well,
there's,
we've already posted a screenshot. The first episode is 2 hours, 9 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's a good show. There's so many funny bits.
It's really fun at this process as well at the minute, because I'm watching the episodes that you edited first.
Yeah.
So I've not seen
right,
them.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And vice versa.
Oh, of course.
So it's quite good, actually, because I'm very familiar with like my footage.
Your bits, yeah, yeah.
But like, I'm seeing your footage, so it's quite nice to watch, actually.
I mean, it has been quite funny as well, because you've edited for the first time, really. Like this, I mean, you've edited podcasts and stuff like that. But
I've never edited a video that's gone on the internet.
No.
Ever.
So this is your first time editing this. And that has been quite fun. I'm glad that we had to do it in isolation, because we didn't have our studio at that point, because it would have been fun to do it together.
Yeah, but it would have made it easier.
But it has still been really good as well. I mean, but also it's really fun to see you go through all the emotions and things. One in particular, which we talked about a lot, which is like when you maybe having a day when you're not really in love with your own self and nothing you think or do you're into, and then you sit down to watch 2 hours of yourself talking.
And
it takes 6 hours to go through that 2 hours.
I really loved finding another way to deepen that feeling.
Because like there's so many times where
to have it objectively validated for me,
it's such
that's footage.
It's such a specific emotion as well, because it'd be like you'll say something, oh, what a legend. I'm so glad I get to work with that guy. Powers say something, fuck me, that guy's hilarious. I'll say something, shut the fuck up, you fucking moron, you shut the fuck up.
I actually looked into rotoscoping myself out. Is it also just like, people say, why have you talked over this bit?
Oh,
you're a fucking idiot.
Well, that's the thing, like, not like, because we would never make retry on the internet. Like over Zoom or anything like that. We would never make retry over
Zoom. Such a mess.
But
taking out mics and stuff.
Because like I do a podcast with regular features, and we said that we would never, ever, ever do a podcast over the internet, because one of our team moved away. One of our team doesn't live very close to us. So we were like, it would be really easy to do this over, it would be a lot easier to do this over the internet, but actually we'd rather keep the dynamic of having us all in one room, blah, 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 blah. And we said that. Obviously, pandemic hit, we didn't have a choice, you had to. So we started doing online, and then Steve became the main editor of that podcast, and he'd edited quite a lot anyway. And then we were just getting these messages going, it's so much better doing online, because if someone says something that's not funny, I can get rid of it. If someone says something that should be later on, I'll put it there. Like you have these different things. So what you lose in the dynamic of having in the room, you gain in the performance of an actual podcast, which is really good.
I think
I don't know how that would work with me trying to just work.
We have to react to the gameplay.
Yeah.
That's one element, I think. Yeah. I think one thing though is from having just a bit better etiquette of like, don't talk in this bit. Well, like after a death, not say something else. Like I had once or twice where we started talking about like tech stuff. It's like, what are you doing?
I think those are the points where we're losing our minds.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
What's really funny is I was watching one episode back the other day, and I feel like of Demon Souls, and I feel like when we were filming it, in my head, like we would go around a bend, and I was just like, oh my god, this fucking level. It doesn't come across in the episode, but because we were going through that filming it, the episode was fucking hilarious. Because
I think the episode's really good.
We're like high.
It's the beginning of the day.
Yeah, we're like high sort of drama straight away from the off.
Yeah.
And we're really funny in it. And everything is going wrong and it's brilliant, but everyone is finding it going wrong brilliant, but it keeps going wrong and it keeps going wrong and it keeps going wrong. It's fucking class.
That's episode 3 for everyone. But what I think is good about the episode, what I think people like, is like, in the nicest way, we're quite on Powers.
Yeah.
Like, we're really quite on him in that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really funny. That's the thing that really makes me laugh.
We've got a really nice message here. It says, "Dear RK and G, I was just reading for your recent post regarding Demon Souls, and I felt compelled to write a quick message, express my gratitude for what you do and what the way you choose to do it. In the post, which by the way is a beautifully constructed piece of correspondence in its own right, you write, each episode received multiple passes to make it tighter, funnier, and more rewatchable. It struck me upon reading this that your videos are the only Let's Play series that I have ever rewatched. I'd assume that this was due to your winning personalities, and that absolutely is a factor, but you're right. More than anything else, the rewatchability of your videos comes down to the editing and the structure. So I just want to thank you for the time and effort you all put into creating your videos, because of your commitment to excellence, you have created something which could so easily be fun but disposable and turned into something cherished, something genuinely important. I can't wait to see Demon's Souls and how you decide to tackle Elden Ring, but I'll always be happy to wait any amount of time to see anything that you create, because I know that due to the time that you've put into creating them, there'll be videos that I'll enjoy time and time again. Ta-ta for now, one of the many Bens."
He gets it.
He gets it. I mean, everyone listening to this podcast gets
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I know, but, and also, like, that's just literally what we're trying to do.
Yeah. But that and that, you know, that's the thing that we did mention in the post as well, which is like, we know that we've not been great at, like, to be perfectly honest, like, we know we've not been great at communicating, and we've talked to each other about it, and we know that we want to be better, and that's something we want to improve going
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, so I think initially, like, it was more just like, oh, this will be fun because it'll be ready soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't really do that when it's such a long thing. Yeah, and also, yeah. We didn't really know what we were doing for a long while. Like, yeah. With some of the changes and, like, where we're going to be working.
Yeah.
And, like, there's been a lot of unknowns.
We moved offices.
And
like,
navigating, like, the end of COVID, which wasn't that long ago, and obviously, you know, probably isn't really done with in many ways.
Hey, I'm doing tests so, now. I did a test this morning.
Yeah, so
it's fine. I don't have it.
Thanks.
So it's like, yeah, fucking riddle with it, mate.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, got to get this done, aren't we? And we kind of alluded to it in the post where we said this is a pivotal project for us.
Yeah.
Not only is it the culmination of all these ideas and trying to make the most refined X amount of episodes that we could in series. It's also going to give us weekly content on the YouTube channel until, you know, end of October-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
People know how many episodes it is. So roughly end of October-ish, November. So what that means is, like, the pressure of working on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
every week we're like, what's Saturday's video?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So suddenly we have the space to actually just take a breather and think and plan, which we haven't been able to do a lot of in the last couple of years that wasn't, how do we make this work? And we can, like, have that headspace to go, oh, what do we want to be? What do we want to make? What do we want to achieve? And actually have some time to work on those things while things are going out and people can enjoy them, rather than be under pressure to create something.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's why I see it as a really important project in two regards.
What if it's shit? What if it comes out and people don't like it?
We'll do streaming again.
Yeah.
Stream Fall Guys every day for 7 hours.
No one likes it.
Fall Guys is good.
Or it comes out, people are like, I actually don't care for this. They should have done streaming. Should have done it. Anyway, thanks for the bits. Hi, Slugs. I don't really have a question. More just wanted to say thank you for everything. Life has been rough for years, and I've followed you since the IGN UK podcast days. I remember you promoting PPT and thought, that's a shite Dark Souls game. And it wasn't until a year later I came across a series and gave it a go. Thank God I did. I was never into Souls games to play myself, but going with you guys was brilliant. Did maybe want to try again. I may not play most of what you play, but your bond and will to push through the challenges in Souls games inspires me to do the same in real life. Seriously, thank you for everything. Can't wait for Demon Souls. Oh, he says, Demon Souls? Is there an S?
Yeah.
Addressed in the first episode of that series, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so if you love your punctuation and grammar, get in on that first episode.
If you only love that, I will say it's probably only talked about for about 30 seconds. So you will be disappointed if you were thinking that is going to be a strand in it.
It does factor into some of the wider conversations about the lore later on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And the significance of it.
It really does, yeah. I think with this as well, this is the thing that I was thinking about when I was editing it. I was like, I think this was like the perfect show, the perfect game to film and make the way that we've made it. Because I don't think any of the other games thus far really would have been the same thing. Because everything that we were doing had a different feeling to it. But the way, I feel this is such a tight game, and like story-wise.
It was his first one, and it was like, it was taking over a game that was already in production. So it is smaller, and there's less to it. So I feel like you're saying, it's almost the perfect for us to do this very tight series.
Yeah. But I also as well, the cool thing about it is I don't think I was necessarily understood, or it was clear to me what the structure of the game was until we're like in it.
Mm.
And that was really fun to me, because I was actually thinking about this when I was editing the other day, and it was just like, that could have wrecked it a little bit, where I was like, I know where I'm going next, and maybe it would have made it. But I was like, because I just didn't click with what the structure of it is. Everything feels brilliant, and the way that everything comes together, it feels like a really, really tight game. It's such a good game.
It's a really like modular game.
Yeah.
Because usually when we play these games, I'll have a plan of like this area, but areas flow into each other.
Yeah.
So you have to make an editorial decision that this will be our end point.
Yeah.
Whereas that game is literally tightly divided and grouped for you.
Mm. But not
in a discrete little world.
But in a weird way, not in something like Dark Souls 2, where I was just like, it was kind of in between being Dark Souls and being in between being Demon Souls. Do you know what I mean?
It's still hub and spoke design.
Yeah.
But those spokes that go out don't have divisions in themselves.
Yeah.
So they're almost like wandering paths.
Absolutely.
And it's a bit chaotic. Whereas Demon Souls is a much more geometric and divided entity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like the lore all behind it and how everything fits together, I was like, this is a fucking good game, man.
Yeah. Well, we talk about this a lot on the show. It's like interesting to go back to where we're playing the remake.
Yeah.
So that in that one game, you see so many of the ideas, his first attempt at a thing,
style
of thing, whether that's a motif, whether it's an early type of boss encounter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I think this is, you can almost imagine them as a team going, I really like what we did there. I think we can do that better.
Mm.
I can see that you can trace the bones.
Oh, absolutely.
Of that, of something in like Ornstein and Smaug.
Yeah.
You can almost go back, you know, that evolution of man.
Yeah.
You can do like evolution of boss, where you go, the precursor to Ornstein and Smaug is this thing.
Is this thing.
The precursor to Solaire is maybe divided between these two characters.
Yeah.
And they've amalgamated them, and you've got Oscar there. No, yeah.
It's really fun. Like it happens a lot in the show as well, which is really good. Like there's lots of lovely callbacks and stuff like that. But like also like, I'm also amazed at how much stuff Powers remembers as well. He really shocked me in so many episodes where he's remembered stuff I've not remembered.
Well, I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And then to go to the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Elden Ring is the culmination of everything.
Yeah.
There's so many ideas. I've been thinking about this a lot. Like it'd be a cool like graphic or something where you go, oh, this is that. Trace it all the way back. And all these little ideas. Like, I think they've all been like learning curves. Like, oh, I think they learned that in Sekiro.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that
like lineage, like basically Miyazaki family tree thing, being like, that's
absolutely
that.
Like, and I think all these games they've used as a learning experience to get them to this place where they were able to make Elden Ring. If you try and make Elden Ring 15, 20 years ago, it's impossible.
If you
acquire the knowledge and go, oh, well, Sekiro is a very different combat. Oh, they got that down in Bloodborne.
Sweet.
Sekiro is about jumping and running in an open. All right, cool. Let's take that in.
Yeah.
You can just see it and you go, it just comes together beautifully.
I can't wait. I can't wait for people to see what we've done with Demon's Souls and then look at Elden Ring.
Yeah, have a look at that later.
Have a look at it. But there we go. Amazing. Well, thank you very much for everything. I can't go through all the nice stuff that you've said. I did want to put that down in an episode of this because we have talked a lot about like sort of the making of Demon's Souls on this podcast and that, and it's kind of what we want to do with the podcast a little bit, which is really good. But at the same time, I need people because we said this is the longest we've ever worked on anything. At what point do we start getting the yips?
I'm a bit worried about we're doing it at this point. We're like second guessing things and changing things unnecessarily. You just go getting 200 on heads about it.
Yeah. That's true.
So at some point you just got to let it go.
Got to let it go.
Got to send it off to college.
I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. If people are going to binge it, I'm going to sit in that Discord and just watch it all to stay. Just like, oh my God. But real time, watch it. Great. Well, if someone started when it came out, then they are here.
That'd be quite good, actually.
Like, when are they going to get to my favorite moment in the series and stuff like that? Like,
yeah, it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I can't wait. But thank you very much. you know, like we said, everybody who's listening to this podcast gets it. And we are making this for you. So there we go. Thank you for writing in. If you want to get in touch, you can. bit.ly/shieldup, capital S, capital U. See you next week.